It's the Drone Show on the British Tech Network. I'm here solo this time. This is that episode that I've been talking about in the last couple of shows that I was going to kind of put together a really, really quick one. It won't take too long at all. Just to kind of go through the instructions that comes with the Taro Iron Man frame, the 6500 that Ewan put in the shopping list of things that you are to buy to build this drone. It's mince, frankly. There's a couple of benefits in it. There's a couple of little things that you can kind of take away from. But in the main, the hard parts, the bits that you probably... You could work out for yourself, but it wouldn't be too easy, are just nonsense. So if you have the Iron Man frame, then we're just going to kind of go through the instructions here. If you don't have the Iron Man frame, then you could broadly ignore this episode and skip on to the next one. There's going to be no extra information. This is purely just about building the Iron Man frame. Basically, the first thing that I want to cover, I'm just going to quickly cover the kind of four topics that I want to do, and then I'll go into it in a little bit more detail, because by me just kind of saying these are the four things you need to be aware of, that might actually be enough for you, and you don't need to worry about watching the rest of the video. So the four things that we're going to cover, in fact, what I'll do is if I can just bring up the instructions here that you get on the Iron Man. So the first thing you'll notice, actually I'll switch back to the other camera for a second, the first thing you'll notice, so this is where we are just now on the current video. I know Ewan's done that extra video, but with the main one, where we are, this is what your frame should look like. Now, you will notice, if I just bring up the instructions behind me here, like that, you will notice that the leg configuration here does not match in any way, shape, or form. Oh, wait a minute, where am I going? There we go, the leg configuration there. It suggests it's an arc. Does have these kind of legs here as well, but it's pretty not even close. The other thing the instructions kind of tell you about is, if I just scroll down, in fact, I'll bring the instructions up full screen here. If you scroll down, it also kind of suggests that this middle frame here, I don't know if you can see that very well, but this middle frame here needs constructed. So that is basically this bit here, this bit, this main kind of bit here. This is where like all the brains and things like that, and basically everything gets attached to. If you have got the Iron Man, and like most people that I've spoken to, this area here actually comes pre-constructed, and there's no reason. I found absolutely no reason to break it apart. The information in the instruction manual kind of says that it either will come broken apart, or you maybe feel that you need to break it apart. I didn't need to at all. It was completely fine like that. The other thing is the arms. The instructions suggest that you attach the arms first, so you actually attach the arms into the base here before attaching the pad, the sort of panels here for the rotors, the rotor motor. I found it a lot easier to actually attach these first. So before you attach it to the base here, actually attach these and build all these together first. I'll go through how you actually put these together in a second. It's fairly self-explanatory. The other bit is, I'll zoom in a little bit. In fact, what I'll do is, I've got this fancy new camera here I'm just going to use here. See if I can, this can help me out. So this is actually my desk there. Hi! Look, there's my hand. If I can just get this under here. So, oh no, this isn't working very well. This isn't working as good as I'd hoped. So I don't know if you can see that in there, but that is how the leg is attached in here, right? The instructions kind of show that this bit doesn't exist. So it makes this bit very, very difficult to make. I found half a dozen videos on YouTube about how to attach these bits. And I don't know if you can notice, but they're actually, they've both been built slightly differently. So I'm going to go through how you actually attach these in a second. When you kind of see what I've done, it probably is fairly self-explanatory, but it took me a couple of goes to do it. And the fourth thing I just wanted to cover, which I'm not going to actually go into any detail, is, I'll switch back to the camera for a second. The first thing I want to just cover is the legs here. Now, this isn't like one big long tube. It's actually a small tube and then a longer tube. They don't snugly fit in here. So what I did, you can possibly see it. I'll switch back to the other camera for a second here. But what you can see here is, I wrapped some electrical tape around here and then stuffed them in, which actually just gave that little bit of extra tension they needed, and they're fairly solid in there now, so I'd recommend using some electrical tape in there, but that's the four things we're going to cover. We're just going to cover the oh I don't want that camera angle. There we go. That's the one I want. We're just going to cover the building of this bit and the building of this bit in this later video. So if you have already done that, or you feel you don't need a video for that and you've just kind of gotten enough information out of that, then you don't need to watch the rest of this. We'll have another episode out soon on the next stage of the build. But if you are confused about how those legs attach or how those arms attach, here we go. We're just going to go into it in a second. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to look up is the leg. So I'll just pop it under here. So this is the leg, probably as you get out of the box. Some of them have been coming out with the actual leg attached. That's fairly self-explanatory how to do. You basically just pop it into here, then there's a couple of screws here, and on the other side here, they just attach it in there. But that there's nothing much to that at all. You should be able to kind of work the majority of that out yourself. But the main part about this is how this bit here, sorry, it keeps focusing and stuff there, how these two bits here actually fit on the frame. I'll just bring my frame into view here. This is the finished leg. So you can see I've removed the other leg here. So if I just bring it up to here. So I've removed this leg. So this is the leg we're about to attach on this side. And this is the leg that's actually been put on correctly on that side. So the way that actually attaches, you can see here. So this is our leg. Sorry, I'll just bring it in a little bit there. This is our leg. You basically put a little, kind of one of these little copper bars in there, couple of screws straight down through this area here. You can see that, so that's it, kind of sitting side by side there. But I'll go through that, this how this actually sits up. The first thing you need to do, well, the first thing I did, is I just adjusted the screws here and here, just loosened ever so slightly, just so they're kind of finger loose. They're finger tight, I should say. And the same with here as well. And the reason for this is, when you actually put this into the frame, sorry, take my microphone away a little bit. When you put this into the frame, you need to twist this a little bit, because you can see here that there's a screw hole here. This needs to line up, so if it's kind of sitting twisted round a little bit, it's obviously not going to line up. So all you need to do, I'll just bring this back up here again, and just take the frame here, and then you just slide this part on there. So you can see the frame's upside down, this is upside down here, and you just kind of slide it in like so. This kind of clips in there. Now, you may not, when I first did it, because I've actually taken this apart to show you how to do it. When I first did it, it didn't quite smoothly sit in, and the reason was because this metal part here, actually, sorry, I'll move down to this camera here. So this metal part here was out of alignment, so that's why you have to loosen off these screws here, just so that this has a little bit of movement. You can see just ever so slight little bit of movement, just so you can move that around a little bit. And the same with this one here, you have to twist this so that it's in alignment. So pop this on here like so. Okay, for the moment, just kind of make sure everything's where it needs to be. It kind of looks okay there. And then the first thing you need to do is screw this little metal bar on. So I'll just pop it under here so you can see what I'm doing. Okay, so that's this little metal bar in here. I'll just bring the camera in a little bit closer so you can see. So that's just here. So you'll have been given a screw, and you'll have a tiny little Allen key. Now I normally, so I've got the little Allen key. There you go, and tiny little screw. Now, I normally like to use my electric screwdriver for these stages, but unfortunately, just because of where this one is, you have to use the little Allen key that you would have been given in the box. So, this is going to be really hard to show on the video here, but I'll do what I can. I'm not sure this is going to work at all, to be honest, being able to see what I'm doing here at all. I'll try. So, I will just take this away, and I will bring this back up here. I don't think you're going to be able to see what I'm doing here, but you should be able to understand what I'm working on. So, you've popped this in place, you've lined all the holes up. Next thing you need to do is just pop the screw in. Now, this is where you need to make sure that little silver round part is aligned where it needs to be. And then this is fiddly. There's parts of this build that it's just so fiddly. You kind of think they could have made this easier. I guess this is maybe why, actually, this is possibly why you're not supposed to build the top part first, because it would be significantly easier. You could get an electric screwdriver in there. So maybe taking the top part off might be a little bit easier here, but I'm not going to do that just because I like a challenge. But you may want to do that. Take the top part of the main body off, just as all of this makes it a little bit easier. Now there's actually a tiny little hole in the top. Ah, crap. going well. Right. So I'll just get the screw in there. There's a whole bunch of jokes about this. Paul not able to do what he's doing, so on and so forth. Anyway, so I'm just going to screw this. I'm going to speed up this video. So that's it screwed in where it needs to be. Right. So let's go back to this other camera now. And you will be able to see now. Just go back to there. So that screw is underneath there and it's screwed into you. You'll not be able to see that there. So the next thing that you need to do is you should have one of these little kind of bronze coloured things and two of these really long bolts. Right, if I bring this back into view here. Okay, so you should see here this is just where it's attached. And you can see there that's where we just screwed that thing in there. So all you need to do here is slide this bolt face down, so the tarot sign should be facing down the leg, and you just slide it in that hole there, being sure that it doesn't slide back out the other side. So if you can see in the video here, so it's sitting there. It's not attached in any way. It moves about quite a bit, but it's there. And the next thing, if you just flip the model the other way around, so it's now face up, and then all you do, oops, there we go, and all you do is you just drop these large bolts down, and you'll see it going down through there, and then it should grip into, I'll just do this finger tight here, should then go right down through and grip into the bronze thing at the bottom. Now, I'm going to use an electric screwdriver for this part because, frankly, it's a lot easier. So I'll zoom out so you can actually see there. I'm just going to pop the electric screwdriver on. Yep. It's maybe a little bit tighter than it needed to be. I'm just going to loosen that off a little bit. There we go. So I'm just going to come back to camera one. I'll just show you here. So, now what we have here, if you can see, it's really screwing on my green screen here. No, you're not going to be able to see that very well. I'll just use this camera. So, if I come in here like this, so what we now have is, this is the bolt here that I've just added. Goes right down through, and that's the bronze thing there that I just told you about. So just straight down, right through all three of those, and into the bronze thing there. Now what you might find, and I find, and I was a little bit disconcerted about this, is the bolt's actually too long, and it ever so slightly starts digging into the carbon fiber here. So you can see just a little flake of it. Let's see if I can find something I can actually point to. I'll use this pen. Just in here, you can see it just starts to flake away because it's actually digging into the carbon fiber a little bit. But yeah, it seems to be that's the way it's supposed to be. Everything that I've read online and all videos and things like that show this is where it's supposed to be. So I'm just going to pop the second one in. Just pop the second one in. And then you should be able to see what I'm doing here. Okay. got to be quite careful, because if you... So what I'm using here, Ewan's already talked about the merits of electric screwdrivers. I love these little handheld electric screwdrivers. But the drill bits I'm using is one of these iFixit sets. Absolutely superb. You get them on Amazon for about... I should really look this up. It's probably about 30 quid or something like that. But they're superb. They have all sorts of different things in there. And so I'm just using one of those attachments here in my electric screwdriver. And it is making light work of this. Light work. So, that's it. It's all finished. That is how you attach the leg. It's fairly simple when you see that, but it's not immediately obvious, or certainly wasn't to... Oh, excuse me. It wasn't to me. Sorry, we coughed there. It wasn't to me when I took it out of the box anyway. So that is that. We're just going to go on to attaching the arms and the motors and things like that and the arms next. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. Okay. The next thing I'm going to look at is just attaching the motors to the legs. Now, the instructions... I kind of go a little bit back to front here a little bit. So they suggest that you should attach the legs to the body first, and then you should attach the plate to the body. So if I'll just show you in the background here. So you attach the plate to the body. But you'll see here that the plate actually sits on the leg like that. So if you attach that first and then try to put the motor on, you would have to take it off, because you can see the motor is actually attached onto the plate on the underside. So what I found was, I did the first one and got incredibly frustrated that I was having to take it all apart again. And also found that because the drone is actually quite big at this stage, it's a pain in the butt trying to twist it round, and you need quite a bit of space, and I was worried it was going to damage something. So I actually took all the legs back off again and had them in this kind of state, just as a carbon fibre rod, and then actually fitted the motors with the carbon fibre rod just in this kind of configuration, because it was far, far easier. You could do it the other way. I mean, this one here I built the way that it's described. Obviously I had to take it back off again to put the motor on, but I actually built this one attached to the drone. You can do it, it's just annoying. So I found it far quicker and far easier to take the legs back off again, assemble them all separately, as I'm about to show you here, and then put them all on the drone again, and I'll show you how you do that in a second. So, let's pop that to one side there. If I just go back to here, so you can see here what I've done is I've attached the motor to the plate here. Now, this sort of bugs me a little bit, and it's just my OCD, but the cables actually come at an angle on the motor, and so I would have preferred them to run straight up here. I'm assuming later on in the build it will all become obvious as to why they had to come at an angle, but at the moment it's kind of annoying me that it's not coming out straight. You just attach the motor on with these four bolts on the underside here, and then you simply attach it onto here using these little bits here. Now, everything's colour-coded. Now, arguably, there is absolutely no technical reason why you couldn't mix these colours up and have a funky psychedelic drone, but the reason for the colours is actually to show you what is the front and what is the back. So you're better to keep all the colours the same, and when you pop it on the drone, in a second I'll show you. You get these little blue grommets, I don't even know what they're properly called. So you just pop those on the screws, and I've just got them all ready. So we've got the two bottoms and two tops. You can tell the difference between the top and the bottoms is basically the size of the edge there. So, this is fairly easy how you do this bit. The tops are the kind of bigger ones, so you pop that on there. I prefer to have the word tarot facing forward, and then put it right at the edge there. And then just strap a bottom on there, so you can see we've got this nice little half circle. And then, there we go, so that's where it needs to be. Now the actual thread is in the bottom one. So the way this works is, very simply, you go to there, you pop that bit on there, drop the screw down through these holes in the front, and then I'm just going to bring in my trusty electric screwdriver again. I made a mistake early on of having this on too high a setting. Keep this in the lowest setting that's actually going to be functional. I think I've got this in the third setting. And just kind of give a little pulses, because you don't want this kind of flying straight through and like damaging something. So just be very aware of that. I've already broken... Oops, oh, it's all falling apart. I've already broken a part of... it's fallen inside. That's fun. Completely misplaced... I've completely broken a part of my drill set because I had my drill on too high a setting when I was trying to put this together. Anyway, here we go. So, just little pulses. I just prefer that. Safer, in my opinion. So I'll just pop that one on there. And then... just get this as tight as it needs to be. I've been making sure, just so that they're all roughly in the same place on the shaft, I've just been making sure that the end one is all tight up against the shaft. Snigger. And then there you go. So that's it tight now. Just make sure this one's tight. That's it, it's fine. Right, okie dokie. And then you just repeat the process for the other side. So just pop that one in there, and then it lines up just with the back there. Just pop that one on the underside. Thread the screw through. Oops. Thread the screw through the back here. Down through that bit there. And then, same process again. Just the electric drill in. There we go. And then do the same on the other side. And that's basically it. And you should start to make shape. So you then repeat that four times. So you then have your four. Oops, wrong with camera again. You then should have four of these, two kind of goldy ones, two blue ones, and then you attach them to your drone. And it is incredibly simple how you attach them to the drone. Oh, one thing I should have said, sorry, I've just realised, because I've not actually done it when I was rebuilding it here. Make sure, actually it'll be better showing it in up here. Make sure that that flat part there is actually in line with the flat part here. If you haven't done that, it's not the end of the world. You just loosen the four bolts and then just twist it slightly so that it's in line. Because otherwise you're going to end up having one of your... you're going to have it kind of like that, and that's not going to work out very well when it gets attached in. But let's assume that you've done that. You get the base of your drone back up again. I've still not put this foot back on again, so you would probably have this foot back on. Make sure you're at the front of your drone. The front of your drone is showed by the two gold things at the front. The back ones are, in my one, they're black, but I have seen them blue. But that's the two circles at the back here, black. You then just pop your rotor arm in, or whatever you want to call it. Line it up where it needs to be. There we go. So you make sure that it's in line with the necessary screw holes. So I'll just show you in the back here. Oh, sorry, I just hit my microphone. Sorry, but I didn't make too much of a noise. So you can see here, this is the end of my arm, and you just make sure it's lined up with the screw hole there. And then we screw it in. So I'll just do that now. I don't need to have that on camera. I'm sure you understand what I'm doing when I'm screwing a bolt in. That's it. And then you made sure, remember, and do the underside so that it's secured at both the top and the bottom. And don't drop the screw like I just did, and I'm going to have to go and try and find that one later. And once it's in place, you then just bring it up, and you should see, you can see in here there's like a little area that the arm needs to snap into. So all you do is you just, it should be able to kind of move freely, so you can see that I can swing it backwards and forwards there, like you just don't care. And then you just, so you can see just in there, a little bit of brute strength, clips in. And that's it. That's the arm in place. And at this stage as well, what I mentioned before is you might want to adjust these so that they're kind of flush with the rest of the body. You can do that at this stage. There's no reason to do it, to worry about it before. So that's it, basically. I'm just going to go ahead and put these bits back in, put all my little arms back in and legs back in, and that's it. And we will see you hopefully soon with the next stage of the build, because I want to start flying this thing.